This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello, welcome to the constituency and welcome to Leitrim, the divided county. For the next general election, it will be split in two. Part of the county will be combined with Roscommon to form the new three-seater Roscommon South Leitrim. The remainder will be paired with Sligo. Now, that constituency will also elect three TDs and we'll be looking at both contests this evening. But first, the decision to divide the county was not a popular one, as Claire McGovern, who's the editor of the Leitrim Observer, explains.
It's sad to see in one way. There's a big fear out there that we could lose our TD in the county, and the attempts that were made to kind of unify the county have been scuppered again in one way with this new constituency.
That is an interesting point. There is, to some extent, a division within the county already, a kind of North Leitrim, South Leitrim thing.
That's right. The south of the county would have more of the larger towns, while North Leitrim would be two or three main towns, some small villages, but it would be quite rural. The south of the county would have seen a lot more growth and regeneration in the last couple of years compared to North Leitrim.
Much of that growth and regeneration has been here in Carrick-on-Shannon in the Roscommon South Leitrim constituency. And on a damp morning in late November, the building boom continues. There are cranes on the skyline and construction is just about finished on the new Department of Social and Family Affairs offices. Under decentralisation, more than 200 civil servants will move here, and this is one of those rare places where everything seems to be going according to plan. The first phase of the big move is due to take place in the spring, handily enough, just before the election. Claire McGovern says there is local concern that the county has become over-reliant on the construction industry.
We had the Rural Renewal Tax Scheme within the county, and that's seen a great regeneration within the towns, especially in Carrick and Shannon. The flip side of it is that scheme is going to end eventually. Is there any need for more houses in the town, and are we becoming a bit too reliant on the construction industry? And I suppose nationally there's always fears about house building slowing down and that. And unfortunately, I think if that hits Leitrim, it could be quite detrimental for it.
The preliminary census figures confirmed that after decades of decline, there has been a population surge in parts of Leitrim. And in a place long known for emigration, there are a striking number of immigrants, including a significant number of English people. One of those I met was Rob Stankey, who lives on the Cavan-Leitrim border, where he now runs a museum.
I trained as a saddler and harness maker. I now teach art as well. And with a lifelong connection with horses, we opened just after the summer. Chairman of Cavan Council came to open it for us. It'd be just in Cavan by half a mile, but nearly Leitrim. And then we have the art studio next door, and in the middle, the horses.
Now, the accent would seem to indicate that you aren't originally from around here. Where are you from originally?
No, originally Richmond, just outside of London.
And what brought you to Leitrim?
What brought me to Leitrim? To Cavan. What brought me to Ireland? The flippant answer would be I came on holiday 12 years ago, and you haven't got rid of me yet.
I'm struck just doing this piece today. I've stopped four or five people. The first three were immigrants. Now I've met yourself. Leitrim is a place that I suppose would have been synonymous with emigration. It's quite interesting, all the people who come to live here.
Oh, the tides have completely changed. In our little area where we live, I moved into that particular house about 5 years ago, and I was the only one. Now there's five houses lived in, children going to school. It really has been rejuvenated around here.
But growth brings controversy too. Another man I met in Carrick-on-Shannon felt that the authorities had been far too lax on planning issues.
Well, I'd say there would be a general feeling around the place that a lot of the smaller towns and villages losing their character, losing their shape, while it's good to see houses being built, that there's a certain loss there. The soul, I'd say, of these communities being lost and kind of buildings being put up in a hurry that don't match in with or marry in with what's already there.
Much of the building in this part of the world has been aided by tax relief, specifically the Rural Renewal Scheme. It's about to come to an end. And in local business circles, they're not happy. With the budget a few days away, the Chamber of Commerce is asking Brian Cowan to give them a little more time. I met Carrick on Shannon's solicitor, James Faulknan, and asked him why the Finance Minister should grant their wish.
I think all one has to do is look at how Carrick and Shannon has progressed as a county town in the last number of years since this initiative was first brought about. A lot of money has now been tied up in relation to planning applications. Potentially a lot of money will also benefit the Exchequer in relation to stamp duties, VAT, all of that will obviously go back to the government, and it would be detrimental, in my opinion, if it was a thing that this benefit was thrown to one side.
And do you believe then that some projects would be scrapped if this renewal is abolished now?
I believe so, yes.
Same constituency, another county, different story. If there's been progress on decentralisation in Leitrim, the same can't be said here in Roscommon. Paul Healy is the editor of the Roscommon Champion.
The latest news we've heard is that a site has been acquired in the Roscommon town area for the land registry offices. I think 220-odd jobs promised for Roscommon in that decentralisation. But certainly it looks like it's a number of years away. The Roscommon public will recall that a 1992 decentralisation announcement in relation to the GRO offices, the General Registry offices, didn't actually come to fruition for about 10 years. So, I mean, on the one hand, you have the government very much emphasising that this is a major announcement for Roscommon, that it's going to happen, it's going to be significant, but certainly there's no sign of it happening at the moment.
But in this part of the Roscommon South Leitrim constituency, there's one issue that will galvanise the electorate like no other.
It's closure for Roscommon. You wouldn't believe it 31 years ago. It's the truth. I have children, they've all been in Roscommon Hospital. The next time my mother has a heart attack, she won't make it past the turn for four roads, and neither will anybody else north of County Roscommon. And that's the reality.
It is not that complicated at all. Get rid of the people who are supporting this decision, unless they change their minds. And if they don't change their minds, put them out of a job. Thank you, Luke.
The scenes at a Roscommon hotel at the end of August, when more than 700 people attended a public meeting on the future of the county hospital. Paul Healy of the Roscommon Champion explains.
The hospital has been an issue for decades, of course, but it has really come back into the limelight in recent years. Firstly with the Hanley report, which, needless to say, went down very bad with the public in Roscommon. And then after maybe a lull in recent months, the hospital has come to the fore again as a big issue, with conflicting statements from politicians and from the HSE about its future. And there's real concern now in Roscommon amongst the public.
And people will remember that there was not only a hospital candidate here in Roscommon, there was a hospital TD for a couple of terms.
The people of Roscommon are passionate about their hospital and very protective of it. And after some success at county council level, Roscommon Hospital Action Committee made a big breakthrough in, I think, 1989, when the late Tom Fox was elected to the Dáil. And very conveniently, I suppose, from his point of view and from the point of view of those who voted for him, he was crucial to the election of Charles Haughey as Taoiseach at the time, so he was able to broker a deal. So the people of Roscommon have spoken with their feet and with their votes in relation to the hospital.
Which must be pretty worrying if you're the local Fianna Fáil TD.
And this government has to stand what is said on three occasions in the last 2 years. I will hold the government to that. And if they don't stand with me on that, I will not stand with them.
That was Roscommon Longford TD and Roscommon Leitrim candidate Michael Finneran speaking at that meeting in August. So was he really threatening to resign from Fianna Fáil?
Actually, to some extent I was misquoted. But what I did state was that, and I firmly believed in that, that I would hold the government to the public statements they'd made in the hospital. And they were made by three people here over a period of 2 years. By Micheál Martin as Minister for Health. He invested heavily in the hospital. The Taoiseach arrived and opened that facility. And Mary Harney as Minister for Health arrived, and she gave a firm commitment, which is on the public record and actually is an RTE, that there was no question of any downgrading of the services. So all really I was doing was I was calling in the chips.
Realistically, do you expect that there would be no votes for Fianna Fáil or for yourself in this town if the hospital was downgraded?
Well, I would feel that we had misled the people of Roscommon, that I had stood beside those three important cabinet ministers, including the Taoiseach, and then one of them the Thornish time. And I would have felt that we had misled the people of Roscommon. So I didn't want to have that in my copy book.
Michael Finneran says he has received reassurances from the Taoiseach that Roscommon will not be downgraded. However, it's fair to say that not everybody accepts this, and locally it remains a front page issue. He has another problem. In recent elections, Roscommon has been coupled with Longford, not Leitrim, and it's been a four-seater. This new constituency will have just three TDs.
Well, I've always been of the opinion that three-seaters are kind of a dangerous territory. You could be right up there, nearly at the quota, and wind up that you didn't have a seat. It's a new area for me, yes, and I'm very conscious of the pitfalls of it.
There is a perception out there that Leitrim people are going to vote Leitrim, and that's it. Now, that's probably good news for your running mate, John Ellis, but not so good news for yourself.
I appreciate very much Leitrim people wanting to have a TD, and I can understand that. And I suppose if I was from that part of the constituency, I would have to be thinking, that why leave one of the smallest counties without a TD?
So a mix of issues across this new constituency, from health to planning and rural renewal. So far, seven candidates have come forward, but you can be sure that there will be more. There's also an interesting geographical bias. Just two of the current contenders are from Leitrim. Paul Healy of the Roscommon Champion has been looking at the candidates, starting with the other Fianna Fáil man, John Ellis.
It's a new constituency after a long period of Roscommon, Longford, being combined. So John Ellis, a sitting TD in Leitrim. John Ellis is the standard bearer there for Fianna Fáil for many, many years. The big issue, I suppose, with him is whether or not he can pick up votes, including indeed second preferences off Finneran in County Roscommon. And of course, there is an issue there from many, many years ago when John Ellis was involved in a controversy in respect of the family abattoir. And I think some Roscommon people, Roscommon farmers, will have long memories in respect of that. He's not the most popular politician in County Roscommon because of the closure of that abattoir and the fallout from that. So he will expect to get a very big vote in Leitrim. The question is whether he will get votes in Roscommon.
Let's move on then to Fine Gael. They're also running two candidates, Dennis Nocton, who would be quite well known, I think, nationally, and Senator Frank Feehan, perhaps best known nationally because he was on Eurostar over the summer.
Yeah, well, I mean, Frank Feehan has certainly been beavering away for many, many years in Roscommon and topped the poll in the local elections in Boyle some years ago. But he wouldn't have come to national prominence until, as you say, through reality television. Quite a genial character, well-liked in Boyle, well-liked across the county. And he would be seen to have the wind at his back, I suppose, to use that expression. Dennis Nocton, well-established, a front-bench spokesperson of considerable calibre. He will certainly be expected to retain his seat.
Let's move on then to some of the others. Martin Kenny is the Sinn Féin candidate. He's based in Ballinamoran, County Leitrim. I think there are only two Leitrim candidates, John Ellis and Martin Kenny.
Yeah, Martin Kenny is the Sinn Féin candidate for the entire constituency. He's very vocal on local issues. He figures quite a lot in the local press and on local radio. He's expected to get a good vote, but it would be quite a sensation, if I would have thought, if you were to figure in the shake-up for the seats. But he is a formidable candidate.
Hugh Baxter is running for the Labour Party, and there's one other candidate who has already declared. That's an independent councillor, a councillor called John Kelly, who's from Ballyhadreen.
Yes, Hugh Baxter will be running for Labour. He's been the Labour, the face of the Labour Party, I suppose, in Roscommon in recent years. Again, a very capable guy, but a difficulty for him is the effective absence of a strong Labour base in the constituency. In relation to John Kelly, he was elected for the first time in the local elections a few years ago. We can expect him to poll quite well, but again, we would not expect him to figure in the shake-up.
The wild card in all of this is the Roscommon Hospital Action Committee, or HAC. Una Quinn ran in 2002 and got more than 3,000 votes. And given that the issue is back with a vengeance, will she run again? Well, she told me that no decision will be made until after Christmas, so until then we won't have the full picture. Nevertheless, for the moment, these are Paul Healy's predictions.
If I had to call it, I would say that Michael Finneran should hold on. He's under some pressure in respect of the hospital and so forth, but he is a sitting TD, he has a strong base. We would expect Dennis Nocton to retain his seat, and that only leaves one seat. So we don't fully know the HAC's intentions, and so the likelihood is it's down to Senator Frank Feehan of Fine Gael and John Ellis of Fianna Fáil for that last seat. That is really difficult to call. I think if Fine Gael gain momentum in the polls or regain the momentum that they've lost, I think they will go very close to making the breakthrough with Feehan. Obviously, Ellis will need to get maybe 1,500, 2,000 votes in Roscommon in addition to the strong vote he'll get in Leitrim. So if you're really asking for a call...
I am.
Well, we may see a little bit of a surprise here. We may see a gain for Fine Gael.
Paul Healy's predictions for the Roscommon South Leitrim constituency, and if the health service is a big issue there, here in Sligo, in the Sligo North Leitrim constituency, it also has major resonance. Niall Delaney is the news editor with Ocean FM, which covers both counties.
Like everywhere else in the country, the number one issue in Sligo North Leitrim is health. And two very, very specific areas in this region. Number one is the lack of radiotherapy facilities in the northwest. There has been a campaign to have radiotherapy facilities provided at Sligo General Hospital. It's been an ongoing campaign for the last year. The second issue in relation to health is the lack of availability of the breast checks, breast screening programme in the northwest. As you know, Minister Harney announced in the Book of Estimates that it will begin to be rolled out in spring of next year. But it's apparently going to take 2 years for all women in the west and south to fully avail of the scheme, which is leading to uproar. And it's a particularly strong issue amongst women, obviously, in this region.
The poll topper in 2002, when, of course, all of Leitrim was included here, was the independent Marion Harkin. Now, she has since gone to Brussels and nobody seems to know whether she'll run for the Dáil again.
As you know, Marion Harkin sailed in 2002. She got 8,640 odd votes, was the star of the show back in 2002. But she ran for the European elections in the Northwest constituency in 2004. Again, was successful there. So because of the dual mandate, she can't run for both. And if she continues on in Europe, she has to stand down at this stage. She hasn't said what she's going to do yet. And I reckon it'll be a long time before she does. But the perceived wisdom is that she won't run, that she'll stick it out in Europe. So there are those 8,500 votes to play for.
One man who's hoping to pick up some of those votes is the Sinn Féin candidate Sean McManus. He's a veteran of many contests here in Sligo. Now, there had been rumours that he'd call it a day, and he says he would have done if he didn't genuinely believe he could win a seat. However, he acknowledges that there are two factors which will affect his chances: the drop from 4 to 3 seats and the removal of South Leitrim.
I feel that it was wrong to sunder geographically probably the county with the smallest electorate in the 26 counties. It causes problems for all candidates, I would think. I personally would be losing a substantial amount of votes in South Leitrim.
You got roughly 5,000 first preference votes in 2002. To state the obvious, you're going to have to find some more votes. Where are you going to get them from?
Well, I think that I'm going to get them from a number of areas. I would feel that if Marion Harkin, who is a sitting TD, doesn't stand in this forthcoming general election, then because we got approximately 27% of her transfers the last general election, it's quite likely that we would garner a significant number of those votes.
Fine Gael are also talking up their chances here at the party's think-in, which was held in Sligo in September. Enda Kenny told the local media that they were aiming for 2 out of 3. Now, observers are sceptical, but Fine Gael are running 3 candidates. One of them is County Councillor Imelda Henry.
If I am lucky enough to get elected, then that will mean there will be a change of government. And I don't think it's about a change, it's about a better government. And also the Enda Kenny factor would feature a lot in my campaign when I'm canvassing. You know, that I can say to people, we could have a Taoiseach from the west of Ireland. And certainly we do feel that maybe sometimes we don't get our fair share here. And certainly in relation to infrastructure, that would be something that people would feel that we've been let down by this government.
Everybody mentions infrastructure. Specifically, what sort of projects are you talking about? What, in your view, should Sligo and North Leitrim have that they don't have at the moment?
The first thing in relation to Transport 21, we probably have one of the worst roads in the country, and that's the N16. Then we have rail. I mean, at the moment, we have commuter carriages, which really aren't suitable for a three-hour journey, Rachel. I know that my sisters travelled from Dublin one night last week, and there was no heat. I mean, it's a dreadful, dreadful service.
At the moment, there are seven candidates for the three seats, six from Sligo, just the one from North Leitrim. But once again, more candidates are expected. Niall Delaney of Ocean FM can bring us through the remainder of the contenders, starting with the Fianna Fáil ticket.
It's the same lineup as 2002. They're running two candidates. Jimmy Devins got elected in 2002 in his first time out. It was the old Ray McSherry Sligo Town seat. Sligo Town hadn't a Fianna Fáil TD since the days of Ray McSherry. Eamon Scanlon got elected to the Senate after a good showing in 2002. He polled 6,300 votes, and he feels he's strong enough, he's well known and he's well positioned to get a seat, a second seat for Fianna Fáil in Sligo North Leitrim, which would be crucial because the feeling is generally that whatever way the Sligo Leitrim constituency pans out is going to be an indicator of how the government will pan out next time. If Fianna Fáil get two seats, it's good for Fianna Fáil, but Fine Gael holds strong hopes of a second seat here.
Let's take a look then at the Fine Gael candidates. There are three of them. There's the sitting TD, John Perry. Mm-hmm. There's Imelda Henry. And then there's also Michael Comiskey, who's actually based in North Leitrim.
John Perry, a very wily campaigner. John was first elected in 1997. I think it's fair to say that John Perry would be favoured to top the poll at this stage. The question is, how strong are Imelda Henry and Michael Comiskey? Michael Comiskey, an IFA man, very prominent in the IFA in County Leitrim, very well known amongst the farming community, a dark horse, a new candidate, so it's going to be very interesting.
Let's move on then to the Labour Party. Now, their candidate, not that long ago, he was in Fine Gael.
Their candidate is the former Fine Gael councillor, Jim McGarry. Now, his defection to Labour 2 years ago caused consternation within the Labour Party locally, and it really hasn't recovered since that. Basically, when Councillor McGarry defected to Labour, the old Labour Party TD for this region, Declan Bree, he was TD between 92 and 97, he didn't agree with Councillor McGarry being accepted into the party, and it would seem there's going to be a parting of the ways before the election, and there is speculation that Declan Bree could still run as an independent socialist, which he was before he joined Labour.
Now, the one man who we know is definitely running is Sean McManus of Sinn Féin. Tell us about him.
Sean McManus, again, is a veteran. He's ran in every election in Sligo Leitrim, the old four-seater, since 1992. And he's always there or thereabouts. He's not at all pleased with the splitting of County Leitrim. He feels that works to the detriment of Sinn Féin getting the seat. Sean McManus will be there. Once again, he'll be close, but he needs a lot more votes than he did the last time. And it's going to be a tough battle for Sean McManus.
Now, you've already said that you reckon John Perry will be elected. You reckon there will definitely be one Fianna Fáil DD, more than likely Jimmy Devins. So the big question then is, what's going to happen when it comes to the third seat?
Yeah, I think the general perception is John Perry would be favoured to top the poll. There's certainly one Fianna Fáil seat. It'll be very close between Jimmy Devins and Eamon Scanlon. It really depends who comes in with more first preferences. Very, very hard to know. And then, is there a Leitrim factor? We had a situation here in Sligo North Leitrim in 1997 where there was no TD at all elected from Sligo Town. And there were two TDs elected from Leitrim that year. So people at that stage said, you never underestimate the Leitrim people. They're very clannish. They tend to vote for the county person rather than the party. So Michael Comiskey could come into that equation, although numerically the votes aren't there.
If you had to call it then at the moment, what would you say?
I've changed my mind four times already at this stage, but if I had to call it, I would say John Perry to top the poll, followed in by Jimmy Devins, and the last seat to Eamon Scanlon of Fianna Fáil. Two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael.
Niall Delaney with his predictions for Sligo North Leitrim. Of course, if both of this week's pundits turn out to be right, there would be no TD from the County of Leitrim. So I reckon we can expect a few more twists and turns before polling day. You can listen back to this and the other programmes in the series via the RTE website, where they're also available as podcasts. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details, visit rte.ie/Radio 1.